time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? How do you do?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkins Chevrolet.
Sound off.
All right, let's round out the week with a little sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up. If you got something to say about this Eagles game on Sunday, I'm sure you've already hit us up, but that's the number you use. Let's see what we have today.
Winners worry about winning, and losers worry about winners. Dak, what have you won? Cowboys fans that are chirping after one win and being atop of that division, what have you won? All of you Cowboys fans that live in this area are fans that either have parents or you grew up in the 90s. You're a bunch of losers now. You cannot call the radio station of the Super Bowl champ talking about a single regular season game.
I got to be honest, it's a pretty good retort by Dak on that. And that was, he said, Jason Garrett told him a long time ago, winners worry about winning and losers worry about winners. You know, that's pretty good. That's how you address the Roger Hill thing. That's like short, sweet, to the point.
Hi, I'm Mark Campbell. I was a professional basketball player until I suffered a devastating shoulder injury at work. My employer wanted me to return to work, and I didn't know what to do. So I called my lawyer, Raymond Brothers, who took me to see 87 doctors. One, who discovered my injury was serious. Now I refer all my friends to Raymond Brothers.
That's that rip-off of that commercial that you hear 1,000 times a day.
Sports Cullington.
Yeah. Sports
Cullington. Yeah, that's good.
The English guy. Is Chris Cullington or whatever his name is.
You know, I don't know if it's the embarrassment of what a shot looks like or if it won't go in is why Ben Simmons won't shoot. But since Kendall's back in the picture, it seems like, Mike, maybe we should tweet her or Instagram her and tell Ben to make Ben shoot the basketball. Because he doesn't understand the fact that this game would go to a whole new level if he could make a consistent 13 or 16 foot jump shot. And I don't know what it is, Mike. Competition is what you out there playing for.
It's not a bad idea. Maybe Kendall can get to him.
Ben, the people on Twitter are saying that you don't shoot.
Just saw the report that two of the Eagles linebackers are going to have casts on one of their hands. How are they going to make a tackle when they only have one hand? And better yet, how bad are their backups that the starters are better with one hand than they are with two? What a sad state of affairs for the Eagles. They really suck on defense.
Well, the game hasn't even been played yet. Give them a chance. But I agree, it's going to have a, like a half wrap. Like when you snuggle with somebody. You know? The half wrap. I'm good at the left-hand wrap. I'm a left-hand rapper.
You're the big spoon.
Yeah, I'm going to use the left hand. Can't go right.
You're the big spoon?
Yeah, I got to go left.
I like going
left. I'm a left snuggler.
Not that
you know, with the face and the nape of the neck.
There you go.
I love Ben. I love Brett. But Brett needs to tell Ben, either you're going to shoot it or we're benching you. Plain and simple. Kid needs to shoot. And then you see him for the game, every game, he's shooting corner threes and he's drilling them. But why the hell are you practicing stuff that you're not going to be shooting during the game? Practice your pull-up jumpers, your free throws, your top-of-the-key jumpers, your elbow jumpers. Either learn how to shoot or get benched.
Yeah, see, that's a macho retort. Yeah, but it doesn't work in practicality because all you're doing, not only are you cutting off your nose and spite your face, you're pulling your eyeballs out and your ears as well if you're going to bench the guy.
4 out of 5 dentists recommend sugarless gum for their patients to chew gum. And 1 out of 112 doctors believe Markel Fultz's shoulder is f***ed up.
It's pretty good. But I always had a struggle with that statistic, that dentist thing. You would think that 100% of dentists would recommend sugarless gum. Because sugar rots your teeth. Like, I don't want to go to the ones that recommend sugar gum. You know what I'm saying? I avoid that.
terrible turnout for the Sixers, if it wasn't for Redick and Butler, they would have lost by 30 points. However, I didn't know that when you play an NBA game up north of the border, that it's illegal to call fouls against my own team. I didn't realize that. So I learned something.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people, a lot of officials. I told you before, I never look at the officials influencing a game. I'll never do that. And then we had a caller today. I said, Pete Morelli is not officiating the Eagles-Dallas game. So there you go. You don't have to worry about Pete Morelli.
Leave it to the Sixers to draft two number one overall draft picks, both guards. Neither of them can shoot or will shoot. That'd be like the Phillies drafting two number one overall pitchers that can't throw the ball. Same thing. Shooting the ball is literally what you have to do to play basketball.
Oh, but that's not all. The third guy they drafted, they play, intend to play a guard, can't shoot either. The guy that's out with the infection, right? You roll the dice, you got double threes.
Who is evaluating the talent that's putting TJ, Korkmaz, Muscala on this team when we saw last year that players like them cannot defend at the level we need to have success in order to go forward to a championship? Because we're not seeing enough talent. So are we picking coachable players over talented players?
You know, it's they like TJ for a certain reason, and I can see why they like TJ. The Furkan Korkmaz thing really puzzles me. Like, what did they see in him that was so wonderful that they had Furkan Korkmaz? So, yeah, I could tell from, like, 1,000 miles away that the guy doesn't have the foot speed it takes to play in the NBA. So, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking half the time. Buzz it down.
That's the best of the best today on SoundCloud.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.